Now may our Lord, who gives himself completely to you as Father in creation, as Son in your redemption from sin and death, and as Holy Spirit, as you are made holy in the one common true faith, may this Lord give to you today his grace and his peace. Indeed, these are yours today, given in God's holy word, as sure as the sun comes up in the morning and the moon at night, surer than the rains that have visited us this spring and even last night, and the plants that come up after them to feed us, surer than all that we have. And because of his mercy for you, Christ has you in his grasp, which means you are forgiven of your sins. You are forgiven of all the times you've actually doubted this to be true, and you are given his peace. You no longer have to fear death, for he has conquered it. Amen. Having started the summer not only with lots of rain, but with a few preaching series, the first on the Psalms and the next on Hebrews, we now wrap up, taking the next 3 weeks to reflect on the creeds and the scriptures that inform them. Now, right off the bat, it's worth noting that the three ecumenical creeds, that is the Apostles' Creed, the one which we'll spend most of our time with, but also the Nicene Creed and then the Athanasian Creed, all have a Trinitarian form. They help us confess our faith, our belief in one God with three persons or three personas, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in doing this, they give us a great treasure trove of promises that God showers upon us. So today we open up this treasure chest to look inside the treasure chest that is our confession of faith in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Of course, that's exactly how the Apostles' Creed starts. And I invite you to say with me that just that first part together. It starts with, I believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Now, if you've been going to church for a while, you've likely said this phrase many times. But what does it mean? Martin Luther asked this very question, of course, and answered it in beautiful form. I'm going to read his answer for you. And I'm going to invite you, if you want, to close your eyes, but at least listen to the words that he writes when he asks, what does it mean when we start the confession this way? His answer is this. I believe that God has created me together with all that exists. God has given me and still preserves my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all limbs and senses, reason, and all mental faculties. In addition, God daily and abundantly provides shoes and clothing, food and drink, house and farm, spouse and children, fields, livestock, and all property, along with all the necessities and nourishment for this body and life. God protects me against all danger and shields and preserves me from all evil. And all this is done out of pure, fatherly, and divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness of mine at all. For all of this, I owe it to God to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. How did that sound to you? Based on our readings from Genesis and Matthew, based on Luther's explanation, we know that God wants us to trust that he will provide all that we need. It sounds good in theory, doesn't it? But some days this is hard to do. It's hard to trust that God will provide all that we need. But then this is why we have the scriptures and the creed. This is why we teach them to our children and we don't stop saying them together, so that we may be reminded of the truth of God and of the truth of us. Now I've selected a video for us to take a quick look at from our friends at Luther House of Studies in Sioux Falls. It will help us dig a little deeper in this first article of the Creed. Let's watch this first video on the Apostles' Creed, part one.
Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. When Christians gather together and recite a creed, they are simply saying, this is what we believe. This is our faith. In the first article of the Apostles' Creed, we confess that God is our Father, creator of heaven and earth. So what does that mean? Well, there are two things happening in the Creed. We hear who God is. Even more, we hear about what God does. So why is this important, and why do Lutherans use the Creed to confess their faith week in and week out? On a daily basis, whether it be in the coffee shop, our home, or our workplace, we find ourselves telling people what we've done or what we're doing. As a result, we believe that our identities and life itself are dictated by what we do. The Creed actually runs counter to this way of thinking. How so? The Creed doesn't speak of what we do or what is expected of us. Rather, the Creed speaks of what God is up to in our lives and what God is doing for us and giving to us. So what is God up to in your life? The first article of the Creed echoes the first commandment. I am the Lord your God. God sets the terms of his relationship with you. Not only did he give you your first day of life, he continues to sustain every day of your life. Our Heavenly Father gives you every breath and all your daily needs. Food, clothing, income, family and friends, even good weather and good governments. Now, buyer beware, so to speak, it's easy at this point to slip into thinking that we have a role to play in sustaining our lives. We might imagine that we've earned our keep and that we deserve our fortune, good or bad. But this is not what the Creed is about, and it's not what God is about. God gives us all these things as pure gift, not because we've earned it. As Luther put it, all this he does out of fatherly and divine goodness and mercy, though I do not deserve it. God the Father, your God, is a giver, the one who created you and everything else, and the one who gives you all you need from day to day. This is most certainly true.
In Scripture, as well as in the creeds, we see that God is the doer, God is the giver, and not us. This, of course, makes us the receiver. And what a relief this may be to you when it comes to your ears in a fresh way. When we've come to see that no matter how hard we try, or how talented or gifted we are, we actually cannot guarantee that all things needful will be there for ourselves or for our families. But God provides these things. This is your relief today. This is God's good news for you today. Your body, your soul, your reason, your senses, your shoes, your clothes, family, food, even good weather and good government. God will use you to help give these to others, but they come about completely apart from any of our worthiness, only out of divine mercy. If only we could trust that day in and day out, life would be perfect. That is, of course, where the Holy Spirit comes in, and we'll hear more about that in a couple of weeks. But the fact is that we don't trust that day to day. That's part of the reason we need the Creed and Scriptures. Having taught confirmation for over 12 years now, I know that this teaching on God, who is our protector and provider, can sometimes produce more questions in our inner skeptic, like this one. It's great that God provides all these things, but what about those who don't have these things? And there are certainly those in the world who don't have all of these things in Luther's list, and some of them live very close to us. To that end, I want to share with you another quick video clip.
Here, you want me to wear them? Ready? Here we go. Let's go, Lion. Ho! Oh, yeah! Ho! Yep! Yep! Here we go, Lion.
That is a quick clip. Perhaps you remember seeing this clip this past spring, February to be specific. It was all over the place for a while, and it captured the hearts of many within a few days. The boy in the clip, his name is Wyatt. He is our nephew, actually, son of my brother and his wife, Allison. Now, I've shared a bit of Wyatt's story with you in the past. He was born with spina bifida, which means his spinal cord isn't fully talking to or connecting with his legs. This means a lot of extra hospital visits and surgeries for Wyatt, and that will continue to be the case as he grows up. But he is full of energy and charm and mischief. Our kids love it when Wyatt and his sister and brother come to visit and play, which is somewhat regular with appointments here at the Mayo Clinic. Now, this video was shot by TNT Gymnastics in Fargo, and they filmed it as part of a fundraising day in February to show their curriculum designed for kids who don't have full use of their bodies like Wyatt. The first morning it showed on their Facebook page, there were about 500 views, and then about 15,000 views, and then within a few days, a few hundred thousand views. And within a few more days, it went completely viral, and it has received hundreds of millions of views all over the world. We were all a little surprised and shocked. Local news stations were interviewing Eric and Allison. Then they received calls from Good Morning America and the Ellen DeGeneres Show and the Today Show. And then pretty soon, international news organizations were calling their house, asking about Wyatt and their family and about this story. Now, Wyatt himself was completely oblivious to any of this happening. He still has no idea what this means, that he was on a video, which his parents are just happy about. But there was something about this clip that connected with people, that reminded them, reminded us, the joy of being a creature. Not fully in control, but receiving in mercy. On the one hand, a disease like spina bifida or many others that we experience in this world may cause us to question where God is in all of this. How was God providing for Wyatt all limbs and senses, as Luther teaches? We could easily, though wrongly, come to the conclusion that God was not up to his good work here in Wyatt's life. This would be the skeptic in us. Yet even more so, the reason I wanted to share this video with you this morning, talking about the creed and creation, is to show how God uses us all in all of our various states of ability, Wyatt and all of us here, to care for each other and to enjoy God's creation. I look at Wyatt and his family, and I receive a picture of what it looks like to live in faith, where we don't have all of our questions answered. What God providing in our lives looks like, and it is a beautiful thing. To be a creature of God now, the Creed teaches and Scripture teaches, is not to have everything figured out and laid out perfectly in front of us, as much as we might imagine that to be our security. But instead, to be God's creature is to sit at God's feet, full of our own difficulties, yet equally full of God's mercy, trusting him in his word alone. My brother, when he was interviewed, was asked what he thought would come of all of this publicity, and he thought rightfully, well, it's a bit of a flash in the pan, here today and gone tomorrow. 15 minutes of fame, or seconds perhaps. Their family received no royalties for any of the views, though some had suggested that they pursue this, but they will not, for God has provided their needs day to day. But Eric answered that he hoped this video of Wyatt could show us who are in the world searching for perfection, as we do, that having a child who may not fit in a certain description of perfect can be a beautiful gift in your life. and can be a beautiful gift for the world. In it, we are reminded what it means to be a creature of God, dependent on his mercy. The Creed teaches, and Jesus promises, that when you have God as your Father in heaven, then all your needs will be given to you as well. And now I remind you, you have an almighty Creator and Heavenly Father in God, and he holds you in complete and tender mercy. Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able as we sing our hymn of the